This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, The Memorial of St. Sebastian, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Do not fear those who can kill the body. Words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. That is a familiar gospel passage, and you can tease out several things from them, but it's good to look at it in its entirety because it speaks of some things that are not very often presented to us in this day and age, and sometimes when they are presented wrongly. First of all, what does our Lord say at the very beginning? Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Hell exists. So anyone who would question as to whether the hell exists or not, they contradict our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, I point out quite frequently, he talks a whole lot more about hell than he does about heaven. We have to appreciate that. Hell exists. Hell is a place where there is eternal separation from God, where those who die in mortal sin suffer eternal punishment. We never want to lose sight of that fact. It's why we're here, to avoid that. Or it should be why we're here, to avoid that. We need to appreciate that whole thing. I'm sorry, I'm going to sleep in on Sunday mornings if there's no hell. All right? Because what's the big deal? Right? There is a hell, and it's eternal. St. Teresa of Avila, in her St. Teresa's book, A Life, she says that the torments of hell are torments that are, in a manner, not known in this life. I mean, we get all these illustrative pictures, fire and the worm that never dies and all this kind of stuff. It's worse than that. It's worse than that. Those are just things that are used to let us know that it's really horrible. But at the end of the day, the horrors, we can't even conceive of them. And it exists. And it's eternal. We need to appreciate that. Why? Because Jesus Christ says it. This is how he sets the stage for the rest of the message. And what is the message? That we fear and respect God way over men. So many people in our day and age are all bent out of shape about, we've got to do this because the government says this, so we've got to do this because the government says that. We do not rebel against the government. We don't take up arms against it. We don't do any violent things. That we don't have to do what they say. You know what? You go to jail. When the shutdown, as brief as it was around here, and it really, never really shut down, it was just kind of unusual around here for a few weeks. During that time, I actually had people go, if the cops go by, they see those doors open, they could come in and arrest you. They've been arresting us for over 2,000 years. What's the big deal? Okay? I at least have the benefit of living in a time where I'm going to go somewhere and, I get 3 square a day, not that good, but 3 squares a day, I don't have to worry about them setting me on fire or feeding me to animals, scourging me, or anything like that. I don't have to worry about that. So, all right, whatever. We can't be afraid of what they can do to us, even if they can do all those other things. We should not fear them. It doesn't mean you're not concerned. It doesn't mean you don't, we try our best to be obedient. But when they make us do things that conflict with God's law, you got to let the chips fall where they may. We are not to fear them over God. We're not to fear them equal with God. The martyrs, this is what they were all about. Today, There are actually two martyrs you can do. You can do St. Fabian, Pope and Martyr, or you can do St. Sebastian. I like St. Sebastian because I kind of resonate with him because he was a military guy. St. Sebastian, he's a military man. The emperor loves him. The emperor thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread because he's brave. And, you know, this is another thing. They're pacifists and things like that. This man was a soldier, a Roman army officer, and the emperor loved him because of his bravery. How do you prove your bravery if you're a soldier in battle? This guy's a Catholic. You keep it on the down low, but he's brave. The emperor loves him. The emperor puts him in charge of the Praetorian Guard. They're like the emperor's bodyguards. He puts St. Sebastian in charge of his bodyguards. St. Sebastian's loving life, because guess what he can do? Well, he's the head of the emperor's personal guard. He can do for Christians. He meets them in prison. He encourages them. He tries to provide for them materially, brings them food. He does all this kind of stuff. Well, you can only do that kind of stuff so long before what happens. Somebody's going to say something. Even if it's to laud you for what you do, somebody's going to say something. Somebody says something to St. Sebastian. Oh, they're on to me. I'm out of here. And go hide. No. They go, are you a Christian? Now you go, if somebody asks you directly, all right, in his case, somebody asks you directly, you cannot lie and say no, because what is that? That's a denial of Jesus Christ. He won't have it. So what happens? St. Sebastian, yeah, caught me red-handed. The emperor, like, he loves the guy. Come on, Sebastian, you're awesome. Just deny your Christianity and let's just get back living life the way we did before, and you can, you know, just stop messing around with the Christians. Nope, I'm a Christian. He threatens, he cajoles, he offers even greater honors. And nope, can't deny my Lord. Well, of course, that infuriates the emperor when his little, you know, toys aren't working with St. Sebastian. Execute him. Okay, so he's an officer, so he doesn't have to worry about getting fed to the beasts or anything like that. So what do? The Roman legion manifestation of a firing squad. They tie him up to a pillar and shoot him with arrows. You think, that's horrible enough. It's not like the movies, okay, somebody's attacking, they get an arrow in them, and then they keep on doing what they're doing, fighting. No, doesn't work like that. An arrow is a sharp piece of metal. It's going in there, and every time you move a little bit, it's cutting more and more, and it hurts more and more. You're not doing the things that you normally do, like running around fighting other people. I hope they just leave me alone now. I got an arrow. They shoot him with a lot of arrows. You know, you think that's bad enough. He's dying. Arrows don't kill you quickly, okay? Everybody ever go hunt? It's not like a bullet, all right? It cuts things, and you have to bleed to death. That's what an arrow does. They shoot him full of arrows, and he's not dying. And they actually thought he was dead for a second, and they cut him down. What does he do? He gets up and chastises the emperor for his wickedness. That's professing our Lord right there. So what do they do then? They beat him to death with rods. You know, you ever been, you know, sick with like the flu or something? You want to be like left alone. You know, you don't want anybody bothering you. You don't want to, don't touch me. Don't come near that. Just let me alone. You know, and here he's got arrows hanging out of him. And now they start beating him with rods. Lovely. So that's how he's martyred. Why? Because he feared and respected God more than the emperor. And he was loyal to the emperor to a certain degree. But you can't be loyal to the point where you would deny Christ. Even denying him. He didn't even want him to do anything like pinch incense to this God, or, you know, get him to take another oath. Just say you're not a Christian. He won't do it. He wouldn't do it. Because why do we love God as much as we should? Notice I didn't say as we do, as we should. Why do we love him as much as we should is because he loves us so much more. This is what this is all about. This is all about love for Jesus Christ. All these horror stories about martyrs and how horribly they died and all the pain that was involved and the bloodletting and all this kind of stuff. At the end of the day, they did it because they loved Jesus Christ. Now, you got to love somebody a lot, particularly someone you've never seen. Think about how much you love these people on earth that you see all the time. You're supposed to love Jesus more, and you've never seen him. And then to endure something like this, our Lord addresses this. Don't fear those who can kill the body only. Fear him who can kill the body and soul in hell. And that is God. I actually had a person once tell me, I always thought that was Satan. They could kill your body and soul in hell. And no, they're talking about God there. This God who can do this, who has this power, God's love and provision for all his creature. You know, talk about this, sparrows falling from the, where's that come from? Our Lord is emphasizing, if God the Father cares, loves his creatures so much that a worthless sparrow can fall from the sky, and God knows about it, how much more does he love us? This is what sets the stage for our love for him. If he loves you so much, again, the presentation of how much he just loves worthless animals, how much more does he love us? This is why people are martyrs. We don't want to disconnect with the martyrs either. Most of us, the vast majority of us, are never going to be called to even be uncomfortable for our Lord when it comes to physical discomfort. Nobody ever can put you in jail. Nobody ever gets set you on fire, shoot with arrows, beat with rods. Okay? Very few people are called to that. But everyone is called to be a confessor. Again, the liturgy. We have days on which we honor martyrs, and then we have other days in which we honor confessors. They're both the same thing. One just takes it to another level. That's why martyrs are considered in precedent more important than confessors. Because they just didn't confess with their mouth. They confessed our Lord Jesus Christ with their very blood. They lost their lives for him. Because at the end of the day, what is our Lord's basic premise? If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father is in heaven. And he's talking about people who are threatened because of him. This is all that, don't fear those who can kill the body. He's talking about those who are facing martyrdom and who will face martyrdom, like all his apostles to whom he is speaking right now. Don't fear those who can kill the body. You're not telling them, getting up front with them and saying, because you're going to have to. You don't fear them. Fear God is what he says. Because this should put us on notice. If our Lord Jesus Christ says he will deny you before his Father in heaven, if you're scared to death and deny him, if you're facing death, torture, or whatever, and you deny him, he's going to deny you before his Father. How much more is he going to deny you before your Father if you deny him out of sloth for your faith? How much more is he going to deny you if you deny him because it's your desire to placate a sinner? Well, I'm not going to tell that person they're in sin because they could get offended. Good. Maybe that might open their eyes to Christ's love. Maybe that might open their eyes to the fact that they should fear the one who will cast their body and soul into hell for all eternity. It's not fear factor. It's reality. This is what you face. This is what you face if you deny me. Even if you deny me because you're scared to death, I will hold you to account. You should love me that much because what did he endure for us? This is the reality of what our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about. This is the necessity of keeping witness to him under all conditions and circumstances. You're never going to be, most likely, anything close to Saint Sebastian. or any of the other martyrs that we run around and they're, I don't want to offend this sinner. I don't want to offend that rank sinner. No, that's a denial of Jesus Christ. It's a denial of his will. It's a denial of his precepts. It's a denial, and he will deny you before his Father in heaven. Well, he'll deny me, and then, you know, I'll just go about and I'll, you know, be in heaven for the rest. No! Him denying you before the Father is you being cast into hell. We need to confess our Lord Jesus Christ. The martyrs did. All confessors have. We have to be bold for it. It doesn't matter what our circumstances. No matter what the circumstances. So appreciate this. This is the message of our Lord. What does he start it out with? Hell exists. It's a real place. And real people go there. And we have to even, you know, using his stats, more people are going to go there than are going to go to heaven. Many are called, but few are chosen. Such things as that. Many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, enter in by the narrow gate. His proportions are fewer go to heaven than go to hell. But it's a real place. We don't want to be one of the many. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.